Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And I'm back. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. Champing it out again, a little under the weather, is what it is. I could not go to Yankee Stadium, but you know what? My Make It Happen Mets were on early. I got to watch the Make It Happen Mets make it happen in the rubber match. Paid Pete. The Polar Bears papered up. Who said Pete wasn't clutch? Who said they were done with Pete Alonso? Who said we don't need Pete Alonso? You damn sure need Pete Alonso. You needed him today, early and often, and he bailed everybody out, man. To the victors go the spoils. The Mets win the series. The Yankees had the night off. Just kidding. The Yankees lose the series. We'll get to them eventually, but let's talk Mets. You just heard the Yankees post game, and you probably heard the Yankees call, and, I mean, it was whack. It got cool at the end, a little bit of a rally, but a day late and a dollar short. One egg short of a dozen, whatever they say. Keith McPherson on The Fan. The number to dial is 888-808-1019. If you'd like to chime in, tell me what you thought, what you saw. Again, I remind everyone not to overreact. We can react, but let's not overreact. Don't call me and say, Keith, they beat the Marlins. They're supposed to beat the Marlins, and they did. It was close, too. And also, let's jump on some topics, but let's not jump to conclusions. I see a lot of people jumping to conclusions about things with the Yankees, with the Mets. We'll talk all around them, but you don't know what is going on yet. Like, it is still early spring training. It is still the first couple games at bats. Clearly, with the Mets, right, this Mets defense, they are not as locked in. And you got, oh my God, you got Candelita over there and the Padres organization making web gems, and you got Mark Vientos airmailing the ball. They got to get Vientos to just settle down. They just got to get him to settle down, make the play, get the out. You know, between him and really Brett Beatty, watching that game, I'm like, oh, these guys are going to be the whipping boys. The baby Mets, right? They want to give these young guys an opportunity to play. Jeff McNeil is hurt. They said goodbye to Jose Iglesias. And it seems like these guys, they're having a little bit of trouble. The day after, Lindor had a little bit of trouble that cost Kodai Senga. Today being Clay Day, his mama call him Clay, I'ma call him Clay. You don't have to pray. He's adjusting to being a starter. He goes 4 2/3, gives up 6 hits, and 2 walks, 6 Ks, 2 runs, 1 earned run. And, you know, when I mentioned Vientos with that throw, you know, when that run is scored, I think he had the right intentions. But you got to make the out. You got to make the play. 888-808-1019. So he airmails that throw early in the game. And there were so many close calls and so many things in this game. I do tip my cap to the Marlins. I don't know a lot of those guys, but those guys are competing. They're young. They're athletic. They're scrappy. They're fast. They run. You know, these guys are playing tough, and, you know, they're in a ballpark where they don't have a fan base. They're in a ballpark where Lil Pump was at the game. You guys know who Lil Pump is? D-Rose, 100 on my wrist, 80 on my wrist. That might, I don't know. Somebody out there knows who Lil Pump is. 10,598 fans at the game, and I would bet that 6,000 of them were Mets fans, and the rest were just stragglers, maybe 1,000 Marlins fans. You know, they have the roof open. I had a note about the Mets going on this road trip. They go 3-3 on the road trip, and they start the season playing in two stadiums with retractable roofs. I'm like, Steve Cohen had to be looking at, you know, Daikin Park, formerly Minute Maid Park, and Loan Depot Park, formerly Marlins Park. Like, retractable roof. We need one of these. 888-808-1019 as we get ready for the Mets to come home. They travel home, and they'll pop back up in Citi Field for the home opener on Friday, and the vibes are right, right? You know, I'm starting off with some of the negatives. I'm starting off with, you know, bad throws. Guys obviously having terrible at-bats, striking out, grounding into double plays, you know, but Pete Alonso bailed everybody out. I mean, Pete Alonso, early in the game, he doubles to get the Mets on the board to at least give you that feeling of like, okay, rubber match, we can't lose to the Marlins, we strike first blood. But then obviously in the third inning with the throw, the Marlins come back and tie it up. And then obviously some more small ball, Otto Lopez singles on a ground ball to third, Mark Vientos, and the Miami Marlins go up 3-1. Nick Fortes singles on a ground ball to right to Juan Soto. They go up 4-1. And by the time we're getting late into this game, you're looking at the Mets like, okay, who are we going to blame? That's what I'm saying. Brett Beatty was the whipping boy. Mark Vientos right behind him. You're looking at Lindor, like Lindor with the slow starts. Even Juan Soto killing ants, you know, rolling over the ball. He had some pitches to hit. He was grounding out. But Pete Alonso, stay tuned for the big shot of the night. The homer that Pete hits to tie the game, it was like you were back to the postseason. It was like, okay, Pete, it's on you. This is what they paid you for. Okay, Pete, here we go. It's your opportunity to come through for the Mets with two on, two outs. And he hits that, and the way he walks and flings his bat, hits that ball to dead center, and it's like, how many times have you seen this? That's why I joke about people saying Pete isn't clutch. They didn't need Pete. No, you do need Pete. It's his team. And I think about all the talk in the offseason about, you know, how it would be awkward because Juan Soto got all of this money. Pete just wanted his respect. And we'll play some cuts from Pete post-game and the things that he had to say. But then that gave you life, right? That gave you a fresh start. That gave you the feeling of, okay, in the eighth inning, tie game, when you look at the Mets' rested bullpen versus the Marlins' bullpen, which, like, I don't even know some of these characters in their bullpen. They can't go deep into their bullpen. When you look at the Mets' bullpen, you're like, okay, this is what we are doing by design. The bullpen's rested. We're going to unload Reed Garrett. A.J. Minter fell off the mound. Ryan Stanek, Edwin Diaz, Jose Buto. Danny Young is going to be probably the first candidate for David Stearns to be like, peace, bro. You're out of here. He can't get right. As Brett Beatty can't avoid the quadruple A allegations, Danny Young looks like a triple A pitcher. 888-808-1019. And then, obviously, you know, in extras, Manfred's man on second. Jesse Winker walks. Juan Soto was on. Juan Soto scores. Pete Alonso to third. Brandon Nimmo to second. You know, these guys walk in a run. The Mets go up 5-4. And then Mark Vientos reaches on a fielder's choice. Pete Alonso scores, Nimmo to third, Jesse Winker to second on a fielding error by Xavier Edwards. And was it Xavier Edwards who I can't forget about that too as I'm going through my notes and the box score. You almost never see plays overturned that are that close in the game. The play at the plate, and shout out to Luis Torrens. Yankee fans, tell your Mets fan friends you're welcome. For Cashman considerations, the Mets have Luis Torrens. The Yankees could use a defensive, well, we got a good catcher, but we could use another right-handed bat like that. Luis Torrens has been great. I was listening to Howie Rose talk about how, you know, Edwin Diaz can't hold runners. Hey, well, with Luis Torrens, he's gunning guys out, and he's done that a bunch of times already. And that tag, he got that tag in there. They review the play, and it gets overturned. You almost never see that. When it's that close, you know, it's not indisputable evidence, Torrens gets it done. 888-808-1019. So Xavier Edwards is out at the plate, and, you know, even Brett Beatty with the throw. I wasn't sure if the throw was going to be on time, but Torrens has been so solid. Obviously, Torrens comes in the game. Shout out to Hayden Sanger. He gets his first big league hit. And, you know, Torrens comes into the game and he's just nails. He's solid. And the Mets never say die. Why did I call them the Make It Happen Mets in 2022? Because they were never out of any game. I don't care that it's the Marlins. This is the early part of the season. The Marlins have been scrappy. The Marlins have walked teams off. The Marlins were fighting, and they very well could have won that game. If that play doesn't get overturned in the eighth, they take the lead. But the Mets fought. They scrapped for every single inch, and they got the win. And now they've got the vibes right as they head back home, right? You know, when the Marlins are out there throwing Xavion Curry, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Xavion Curry. I went and looked him up. He was with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp on March 30th. The Marlins can't go deep into their bullpen like that. The Mets can. So congratulations, Mets fans, on your first series win of the season. Let's see if we can play some audio from Pete Alonso postgame. And this is what I'll say about Pete. After this offseason, and again, shout out to the Mets fans that went to Amazing Day and demanded that he come back. Right? Shout out to the Mets fans that almost booed these guys and told these guys, like, you know, as they were playing hardball with Scott Boras and Pete, you demanded that this guy come back. And right now, Pete is looking like an all-star. He's looking like the best hitter on the team, the best player on the team. It's like, you know, I get it. Juan Soto is the generational Juan Soto. But without Pete right now, where would you be? 888-808-1019. I love how professional Pete is. And since he's papered up, since they paid this man, the past is in the past. The disrespect is in the past. Whatever. He is locked in. He's focused. Let's play Pete Alonso talking to Steve Gelbs right after the game, the postgame, you know, player of the game. Let's hear what he had to say, you know, talking to the good folks watching SNY back at home.
Hey, Pete, how would you describe that game?
I mean, that was knockout, drag out. I mean, I'm just really, really happy with the team for sticking with it. I mean, it was just an unbelievable group effort. Unbelievable group effort today. Pitching kept us in it. We had great at-bats all game, and huge congratulations to Hayden Sanger on his first big league knock. I mean, that's so sick, so special for him, and we're going to have a happy flight back home.
Say you had great at-bats all game. Nobody had better at-bats than you did in this game, especially in that eighth inning. A nine-pitch at-bat resulting in that three-run game-tying home run. What were you able to do in that at bat to work the count deep, foul off the pitches that you needed to foul off, and then get the one you wanted?
Honestly, I was just locked in on one pitch, one spot, and I'm just happy I threw it there. I mean, I was able to, like you said, foul off the tough ones, but it's just being under control and letting the ball show up in the area that I wanted it.
Pete, it seems like you have been extremely under control throughout the course of this early season. I know you worked a lot on simplifying your mechanics. How would you describe the way that you're feeling in the box, you're seeing the ball, and the pitches that you're able to lay off right now?
I mean, honestly, I just want to feel good mechanically, pitch to pitch, at bat to at bat, and honestly, that's helped me make good swing decisions, and I want to keep on continuing to do that and just put up good at bats over the course of the game, and whatever happens, happens.
Looking forward to Friday?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'll see you guys at home.
All right.
Be there, be square.
All right, Pete, congratulations on the win.
Thank you, appreciate you.
I guess I'm going to be square, Pete. I want to go, but Mets fans don't want me to go. 888-808-1019. You know, one of the themes with the Mets was they're not having good enough at-bats. They're having too many bad at-bats. Swinging at the first pitch, chasing pitches, striking out on nonsense. That nine-pitch at-bat from Pete Alonso, he's a pro. Let's hear what he had to say before we go to break about Citi Field and coming home. I'm telling you, this is your guy. This is your man. He's saying all the right things.
It's a long winter. You feel pretty happy to be back?
Stoked to be back. This is a great group. I mean, playing in at Citi Field is super, super special. Like, it's such a sick place to play. I love it. Like, Mets fans have embraced me. Like, this organization has embraced me. They've believed in me since day one. And for me, it's just amazing to be back. And hopefully we can get a dub on opening day at home.
The polar bear. Well said. Well done. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. It's about to be 11 p.m. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night. Don't go anywhere. We're back right after this. The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and myself, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city, a bunch of big shots. Tonight's big shot of the night can only go to one guy. Paid Pete. He's papered up. The polar bear. Cold as ice. This guy goes out there today. He goes 3-for-4, hits a three-run game-tying homer when you need it. Clutch. Hits two doubles, four ribbies, and a walk. He was locked. He was dialed in. When other guys aren't having their best at-bats, rolling over the ball, swinging at the first pitch, popping up, striking out, Pete is dialed in. 888-808-1019. Mets fans, dial in. Talk about your guy. Talk about how you feel. Let's talk about all these guys. Even Brazoban. You know, Brazoban's name sounds like a floor cleaner, a Fabuloso or something. And he cleaned up the end of the game after Danny Young got in a little bit of trouble. And now you got a day off to rest, and the vibes are right for the opener. It was so needed to beat the Marlins because you know what the narrative would be if they lose to the Marlins. So the Mets win 6-5 in 11 innings on the road, and they come back home to the Mets faithful that are going to sell out the place. I think it's already sold out. To Mets fans, I can't wait to root on this team. There's going to be a lot of applause for Juan Soto, but I think there's going to be a loud applause for Pete Alonso. That's your man. That's your main guy. Simon is in the Bronx on the Fan. Go for it, Simon.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm all right. Pushing through a little head cold, but happy to be here.
Yeah, I love you. Biggest fan, I'm telling you. The Make It Happen Mets. Are we ready? I got a question for you. This Pete got walked today, and he got a 9-pitch at bat. Do you see something in his batting average that he's going to get a high? You know, everyone talks about how Pete only hits home runs. Pete can't do anything else. Do you see something with his batting average going to get higher this year besides the unbelievable home runs that he hits?
Yeah, I think he has to. His batting average dipped low last year. He's at .286 now. But this is something that I thought about Pete, right? This is a mulligan. He had a walk year last year, a contract year last year. This is technically a contract year, too. After you already did it, the pressure's off. After you get paid that $30 million, the pressure's off. He is off to a great start. And I think he's mindful of everything, right? He's not just swinging at anything. He's not just popping the ball up. And, like, even some of the pop-ups that he's hit early on, like, he's hit the ball hard. There was one that he hit in Houston where I'm like, that ball is out in some other park. So I think Pete is dialed in and locked in. I think, and we're going to talk about Juan Soto tonight, like, you know, Juan Soto right now, I feel like, is not struggling, but he's batting .238. He hasn't had, an extra base hit or a homer since Houston in this series back in Miami where he lives, right, where he celebrated signing with the Mets. You know, he didn't really come up too big. He even had a little bit of a mistake in the outfield. You know, he was supposed to field that ball, come up throwing, and that ball got by him and the run scored. So, like, I feel like, you know, there's no pressure on Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso can just go out and be who he is, and he's got two homers. His RBI numbers are up. His average is up. If he keeps it up, he's going to be standing on business again. I'm happy for him because that's one guy. People can say I hate on the Mets. You've never heard me hate on Pete Alonso. There's no reason to.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Pete Alonso doesn't need no torpedo bats. He's great. Thank you so much. Make it happen, Mets. I love you, Keith. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Simon. 888-808-1019. The Make It Happen Mets. Like, how many games, when they're going good, right? I think 2023, I said, winners make it happen, losers let it happen. Those were the let it happen Mets. But, like, even last year, there's so many games that I watch where they impose their will. There's so many games that I watch where they never said die. Even in a game like today, like I said, where that call gets overturned, that's momentum. You know, the Marlins out-hit the Mets. Doesn't matter. They scored the runs that they needed to score. Manfred's man on second. You know, I don't like Manfred's man on second, the ghost runner, whatever. But, like, it's strategy to be able to score that run. It's, and they scored two runs. So, you know, it's a good feeling for the Met fan. Because the opposite, where if you would have lost that game 4-1, you know what I'm saying? Or if you would have lost that game a 5-4 to the Marlins, the vibes would be way down. 888-808-1019.
Let's go, Matt.
Joe Santos with the LGM. Brad is in Alpine, New Jersey on the Fan. What up, Brad?
Hey, Keith. Thanks a lot for taking the call. Really appreciate it. Hey, it's awesome to hear you being so complimentary about the Mets. It's the opposite of your Twitter persona. We're usually getting
I try to tell people. Yeah. I exist differently in different realms. I troll online. That's the space. In real life, I'm a baseball fan. In real life, I watch the game. I listen to how we call the game. Now that the games have begun, there's nothing to troll the Mets about. That was a well-fought game. That's a good win. Let's talk about it.
Unfortunately, I feel like you're gonna feel what it's like to be a Mets fan in 2007, 2008. As you know, you become a Devils fan in the last few years. I'm a Devils fan.
Take it easy. The Devils have a smooth sailing path the rest of the way. They're locked for the playoffs. Anything can happen.
I thought in 2007. I really hope. I'm a huge Devils fan also, but this just feels very similar. The whole vibe and the energy of the team. But all right, let's get to the Mets. So the biggest concern from the first six games is Vientos. I mean, you know, people are ready to anoint this guy. Oh, we're going to move him to first base. He has enough power, and you know, we're going to move away with Alonso because he's our right-handed power. You know. Sophomore slumps happen, and I mean, look at it. Remember the guy with the Yankees? You know the guy with the Yankees was named Andujar, right? Look how good he was his first year. What happened to him? I mean, he looked lost, right? Not running out.
The book was out on him, and I think he thought he arrived, and he was swinging out of his shoes. I mean, Vientos is in a bad one right now. Obviously, he didn't run to first base, and you know, he said Mendoza talked to him, Lindor talked to him, because when you look at that replay in slow-mo, it looks bad. It's like if you were actually busting it down the line, like you might have beat that out, and it's like you haven't arrived. You had a great postseason, but you're still a young guy. You got to hustle. You got to play. And like what I'm saying watching him is he's got to settle down. When you get the ball, you have the ball. Make the throw. He airmailed that throw home. He had another high throw to first base where it's like, bro, just relax. It's like panicky. It's like trust yourself and get it done. And then, you know, today he goes 0-for-5 and he has 2 strikeouts. And it's like this is a guy in the middle of the order that you're relying on. I'm not ready to say he's having a sophomore slump because he did have some moments in Houston. Maybe he'll come home to Queens. He'll get, you know, that New York air in his lungs and he'll be all right. But like I just think he's got to relax. I think he's got to settle down.
No, it's fair. In the third game, he made the last out against Hader, and he smoked the ball. I mean, you know, he hit it right at their shortstop.
Right.
But
right.
That could have been, I don't know if it would have been a game-winning hit because it was hit so hard, Soto probably wouldn't score from second. But, you know, to hit the ball that hard off of Hader or something. And then, you know, it's such an enigma is Beatty. I mean, you know, you would think that maybe he could fill in sometimes at third base or, you know, he looked like John Olerud in spring training. He had tremendous at-bats, you know, hitting balls gap to gap, drawing walks, and he has such a beautiful swing. I mean,
yeah,
it looked, you know, hard to imagine that swing not working.
What I'll say, Brad, spring training is over, you know, and like as everybody calls him a 4A player, quadruple A player, yeah, he had a good spring, but like he has not looked good so far at the plate in these first few games, and even in the field, he's not a quick twitch guy. You know, if he was able to have a better throw, maybe they don't have to, you know, Torrens with the tag. Maybe it's not such a bang-bang play that got overturned. I feel like he's just like, I don't know, the switch doesn't flip on. It's about to be Acuna over Beatty. Like, it's about to be Acuna over Beatty every day. I don't know how long until Jeff McNeil comes back either. I keep an eye on that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I do feel like his swing is going to translate to success at the major leagues. And, you know, remember last April, he started off playing, you know, he was playing really productively at third base, and then he got hurt. And then when he came back, he just was, you know, he was never the same player. And he, you know, then he went back to AAA and became, you know, an all-star again, right? But anyway, I'm really fired up. You're totally right. The whole vibe on opening day would have been, you know, a lot less energetic. And, you know, Alonso's just going to get, you know, a tremendous ovation. He deserves it. I love him. He's, you know, favorite Met since I've been a fan in 1986.
Thanks for the call, Brad. Yeah. Another one on the Alonso home run tracker, as I think now he's 24 homers away from tying Darryl Strawberry all time. Like, this is going to be a Pete Alonso year. Juan Soto's going to have his moments. But, like, there are so many Mets fans, especially these young Mets fans that, like, are now teenagers or are now in their late teens, early 20s that have watched Pete for the, you know, these last few years, and that's their guy, right? You weren't ready for it to end, and it hasn't ended, and he's showing up. 888-808-1019. Something I was saying last night, and I saw WFAN cover it. I was talking about David Stearns, where I'm like, okay, if this team struggles, if players struggle, he is always working on the margins. He is, not sitting passenger and letting the car crash. You've heard me say that a few times, right? So there was an article on SNY. Mets signed first baseman John Singleton and infielder Nico Goodrum. Both players inked minor league deals, but they're major league players. So, you know, they're going to report to AAA Syracuse, but Singleton is 33, plays first base. And Goodrum is 33, plays shortstop, plays second base. So, like, what I'm telling you is, you are not going to be allowed to be Brett Beatty batting 071, not being a quick twitch guy. Like, there's going to be somebody else here. Nick Madrigal got hurt. They said goodbye to Candelita. Jeff McNeil got hurt. They will not let there be a hole in the lineup for a young guy. They're going to give him some leeway, right? They're going to give him a leash. But from what I saw last year with David Stearns, he's going to make little marginal moves, and Mendoza's going to change the lineup. They will not let this thing go off the rails. 888-808-1019. Let's play a clip. So, you know, when I watch the Mets game, I have illegal streams, not through, like, the internet, just through, you know, a company I used to work with, whatever. So I was watching the Marlins broadcast because locally I can't get SNY. And I was listening to the Marlins broadcast, and this part of the broadcast actually got clipped for awful announcing when Vientos airmailed that throw. Let's play the Marlins guys on the call talking about Mark Vientos.
It's just here in the third. He's not out of the woods yet. 2-2. Chopped towards third. Vientos has got it. He's coming to the plate. He threw it away.
What is Vientos doing anyway? That's a 5-4-3 double play. I don't even know what he's thinking. I mean, it's a one-hopper. You're supposed to go to second base and then go to first base, but he tried to get the out at home plate, and he airmailed the catcher. Take a look at here. He should go to second base here. 5-4-3. Oh, well.
Oh, well, we'll take it.
No, you think we won't?
Hell yeah, they'll take it. That's how the Marlins were scoring. They were playing small ball. They were getting little scrappy runs and cashing in off of Mets' mistakes. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Queens on the Fan next. Go for it, Chris.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, man? Quick recovery for you, because I know you're going through something. Weather is what it is. Baseball season makes you want to wild out. But I want to give you props, man. I respect your baseballism, even though you're a Yankees fan. And you've always said you was a polar bear guy. So I respect your professionalism. Let's just leave it at that. But all in all, yeah, these guys. I mean, he's doing his thing. I've never pictured him being the face of the franchise, because when you want somebody to speak their mind about something, he speaks more with his bat than he does verbally anyway. But he all in all, the man is doing what the man is supposed to be doing. He's talking with his bat.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm okay with what he's doing. And me personally, he should have taken the offer that was off them a couple of seasons ago. That way we wouldn't, you know, wouldn't have to go through what he had to go through in the off season. You know, so, but, you know, bottom line is the man is still here. He's still doing his thing, and he's probably going to get another 35, 40 home runs. And, you know, hopefully we can get a ring out of that. But, you know, I'm overly cautious.
Gotta slow you down, Chris. I said we can't jump to anything. We can't overreact. You just said ring on the 2nd of April. Slow down.
But you know what? I can always dream, right?
You've been dreaming for 40 years. Thanks for the call, Chris. 888-808-1019. To the victor go the spoils. I will be fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watched the whole Mets game today, and I like that it was staggered because it's tough. You know, you have to, well, you're a nighttime guy, me and C-Mac, we have to watch the Yankees. We have to watch the Mets. We have to watch the Knicks. We have to watch the Rangers. The Rangers win tonight, I think, 5-4 in a shootout, overtime. The Knicks lose tonight, but it's like that is a lot. And me, I have a little kid at home. I have a 2-year-old. So, like, I'm doing dinner time, bath time, story time, bedtime. I'm listening to the game. I'm watching the game. I'm writing notes into my app. And what I'll say is I had a lot more fun watching the Mets game, the Mets fight, the Mets rally, the Mets win than the Yankee game, which I knew was over in the first inning, bro. Like, Carlos Rodon, like, yo, he grinds my gears, bro. It's just like, what I always say is I can't trust him. I want to trust him, but I can't trust him. Gary's in Waterbury on the fan. What up, G-Makes?
No, Mom. McFair the Cavalier. I smash Keith ass via beef. No relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
You know they do. Yo, and R.I.P. to Fife, Guru, Prodigy, ODB, Craig Mack, R.I.P. to my dogs. And I have no faith in Rodon. He is zero faith.
He settled in, but it's
Rodon.
Like, damn, bro. It's like you walk a guy and then you give up a bomb like that, and it's like coming off of last night, blowing it. Like, you, how many times in the last 2 years did we need a bounce back? And Carlos Rodon gets the ball, and it's like the game is over. There's no bounce back.
Yeah. But he's like a 4 or 5 at this stage. And Dominguez.
He's not paid like a 4 or 5, though.
I know, but that's what he is. I know what he is. But, and Dominguez did not give a professional at bat in the ninth.
They were cooked, bro.
Yeah, but he.
The rally was great. The rally was fun.
Dominguez needs to step it up, too.
Yeah, but he's a rookie. And all night, Zach Gallen dominated. Trouble with the knuckle curve. That guy is an ace. And you know what the narrative was going to be, G-Makes, right? We went from torpedo bats with the Brewers. And everybody was saying, oh, well, now they're about to face Corbin Burns. Now they're about to face Zach Gallen. Bro, 30 Ks in 2 days.
13 Ks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the truth.
So how quickly the narrative changes. Thanks for the call, Gary. It's not the wand. It's the wizard. It's not the arrow. It's the archer. Volpe with another. Volpe's got 4 hits, all homers. Shout out to Volpe, though. That's my guy for real. Jersey. I don't need Bobby Witt. I got Volpe. I'm not trading Judge for Bobby Witt. Like, Judge, come on, bro. You gotta come back, Judgy. 3 Ks, that's tough, Judge. ESPN put out rankings of players. I saw it this morning. I just was like, Yankees for clicks. They had Judge as the number 4 best player in baseball right now. They had Mookie Betts 3, Bobby Witt 2, Shohei 1. I'm like, please, bro, the disrespect. We'll talk about it. Yankee fans, I got you. Bruh. When we come back, we'll talk about the Yankee game as well. But the Mets fans, like I said, to the victor go the spoils. The Mets won the series tonight. The Yankees lost the series tonight. And that Mets game was way more entertaining than the Yankee game. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up. We'll be right back. And we're back.
I hit records on my demo. I do not stay at the Intercontinental.
Keith McPherson on the fan, talking Mets, talking Yanks, talking baseball with baseball fans in New York City. 888-808-1019. I said I would talk to the Yankee fans a little bit. Like, you know, the Yankees didn't have a rally in their funny bones on April Fool's Day. They fooled us again tonight. They went from setting a home run record to trying to set the strikeout record, bro. This game was just like, I wasn't even watching the game. I was listening to Dave and Susan called. I wasn't feeling right. I wasn't, you know, feeling well. So I was just on the couch, like, watching the Knicks, watching the Cavs let the Knicks think that they were going to do something. And then in the second half, shutting the door on them. What I'll say about the Yankees is humble pie is good. It's early. And I think Rob Manfred sent the message in, like, hey, this torpedo bat stuff was cool for a day or two, but we got to let it die down. You guys got to come back down to earth. And so the Yankees came back down to earth. Bruce is in Howell, back on the fan. Bruce, you got it, bro.
Yeah, what's up? Keith, I was looking for you again tonight. Didn't see you. I'm on the way back to the game. Got a crazy story to tell you.
I want to go to these night games. I love going to night games. I love going to the game and then being there and driving to the fan. I've been under the weather.
Yeah, Keith, crazy stories. I did not get pulled over tonight. We're still on the road, didn't get pulled over. But first of all, I met Andy Pettitte by the player's gate, came over to me. I started screaming, I'm like, 36, came over to me, signed my cap. And then we're driving, we're leaving the stadium, 161st Street. I realized that Oswaldo was behind me. So we get to a red light, me and my friends park, jump out, go to Oswaldo's car, get autos and pictures. It was very nice, signed our thing, got pictures, and we quickly jumped back into our car. Gotta like that.
Did you chant 36 at Andy Pettitte?
We chanted 46.
Oh, I thought you said 36, bro. I was going to say Cone had 36. Pettit was 46. Go on. Tell the rest of the story. Sorry, I misheard you.
No, so then he came out, he signed by the players' gate, and then he signed my cap. I have a cap signed by you, obviously. You, the boys from Evan and Tiki, all of them, I met them in American Dream. And there were a bunch of Tiki's on it, a bunch of players on it. He signed it.
You're lit,
and then,
bro.
As well as Cabrera.
Are you driving back to Hal every night? Us. Are you driving back to...
behind us in a car. You heard that part of the story?
Yeah, you're driving back to the shore from the Bronx both these nights, back-to-back nights?
No, my friend was driving last night, but I was in the bleachers, you know. I was in the bleachers both nights. You weren't there. I was looking out for you.
I mean, I told you, Bruce, thanks for the call, and, you know, thanks for this. I'm not well. I've been blowing my nose. I've been drinking Emergency. I've been having herbal teas. You know what I'm saying? I've been fighting through these, you know, changes in the weather. But I've been making sure I could get here to host my show. I don't want to let people down. If I'm well enough, my job is to sit here and talk. I can do it. I think you can hear my voice. My voice doesn't sound like it always sounds, but I'm good. What I'm saying, I'm not well enough to sit out there in the cold in Yankee Stadium, and I would have been mad as hell sitting out there for all those strikeouts, all those innings where Zach Gallen is just swing and miss. Let's look at the box score real quick from your New York Yankees. It's like, you know, let that hype die down. Let those torpedo bats die down. Goldschmidt, 0 for 4, 2 Ks. Belly, he got that knock late, 1 for 4, 1 K. Judge, 1 for 4, 3 Ks, Judgy. You know, I'm hyping you up, bro. I'm telling people to respect your greatness. I'm telling people to stop talking about you dropping the pop-up. I'm telling people to stop talking about your strikeouts in the postseason. I'm telling people that you are a phenom, and we're blessed to see you, bro. You got to come through. Jazz had one hit, and I was listening to Susan talk about how Jazz was traded for Zach Gallen and how he had been 0 for 12, and then he broke through and got a hit off of him, but it didn't do much. Volpe, the Volpedo. Volpe, man. That bat, that swing. You know what I thought about Volpe, too? I was actually here. I was downstairs parked when that homer got hit out. I'm like, man, wasn't it last year? And they better leave him low in the lineup. What's he batting, fifth? Do not move him. Wasn't it last year he was batting like six? And it was like when he was seeing the ball, he was hitting it out early in the year. It was like, hey, you know, he's not hitting doubles. He's not hitting singles. He's waiting on his pitch, and when he sees it, he's hammering it. Keep going, kid. Keep going. Wells the only one that didn't strike out. Wells the only one that didn't strike out. Shout out to Wellsy. Two knocks. Dominguez, overmatched. Rookie ball, 3 Ks. Uncle Ben Rice, Ben Arroz, 3 strikeouts. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the big leagues, boys. Oswaldo Cabrera, 2 strikeouts. Pablo Reyes, you know what? Spring training is over. Pablo Reyes, what are we doing? Antonio is in Roslyn next on the Fan. You got it, Ant.
Yo, what's good, Keith, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm all right.
Better. Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you feel better, Ben, but wait until your kids get to school. Ben, you're going to be sick every other week.
Yo, bro. That's part of it, bro. What I've been saying is I've had these little head colds so much since I've had my 2-year-old son, and like, you know, when you're sick, you still got to do bedtime and bath time, and like you can't cop out of doing chores and stuff like that. So I've kind of just champed it out. If I'm not like bedridden, like I can get through it. But no, I know once they go to school, they bring everything from everybody home.
Bro, it's germ infested, bro. Yo, what was I gonna say? You earlier you said, you know, you knew it was over in the first inning. I'm coming back from the game and I got you beat, bro. A little story quick. I go up online, I'm waiting online. You know, you go through all the, you know, the lines and stuff. And I go to, you know, I bought a ticket and when I was at work. I go up, says ticket invalid. So I got to go to the customer service. Apparently, my ticket got resold. I'm sitting there, and then I hear the news. I'm watching the TV. Boom, 2-run home run while I'm sitting outside, while I'm getting rained out before I even get into the stadium, bro. I'm sitting there like, bro.
If you don't mind me asking on air, what app did you use? I've had that happen to me before.
I wanted to be careful because I didn't want to, you know, I don't know how all this works. But it's TickPick. I was on TickPick. And I bought it, and it says no resale. And I was like, yo, bro, I got to talk to customer service on them tomorrow, get a refund. I'm just like, bro.
Shout out to Tick Pick. I'm actually friends with the guy, Kyle Zorn, and we've done some stuff. They actually hooked me up. They blessed me for the World Series. When you're getting tickets on there, you have to look at the rating. Because some people go on there and they sell BS. Anybody can go on there and sell. You got to look at the rating because they validate the tickets, which is like there's like a it's like an A, B, C, or D type of rating.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I just grabbed like the first one. I was like on my way. I was at work. I had to get off the website quick. So interesting. I'm definitely gonna check that out.
Yo, years ago I was looking like an idiot before I was on WFAN. Had me looking like an idiot outside the stadium. I bought a bogus ticket, bogus barcode, and I couldn't refund it. I couldn't get in. I had to buy another ticket. Like I've been there.
Yep. No, exactly. And let me just post fast forward, right? Because that's what it was the whole game, man. From the first inning down to the last inning. That's the whole, oh my god, miserable the whole time. And I'm sitting there, bro, and, first, before I say anything, they do that segment, Overreaction Monday. This is going to sound like an overreaction because I get it. It's April, but that's what we do as fans, right? We're passionate about it. And, we talk, we whine when we're bad and we're happy when we're good. But, when I knew, man, when they put in, I think Thompson, whatever it is, he was in for one inning. They were trying to do the four-out save or whatever it is. And I knew, dude. He's going to throw one inning, he's going to sit for a little bit, and he's going to get cold because it's freezing outside, right? And they hit. So they hit him up. And then they put in A.J. Puck. And if anybody was watching, bro, you couldn't see, obviously, on TV. This guy, A.J. Puck, when he was warming up, could not throw a strike in warm-ups, bro. And if you look at the pitches, if you go back and watch, this guy didn't throw a strike. And that's the whole point I was talking about with the guy that was screening the calls, is the undiscipline. Everybody's trying to play hero ball. Jazz went up first pitch swinging at a ball. Could have worked a walk, it's just, and then obviously the last caller, not one of the last callers talked about it, saying the thing is just like so undisciplined, man. You guys, the game was there, although they played like crap for 7.5 innings, 8.5 innings, there was a chance to do it. And like, this is back to the old narrative that the Yankees, they can't hit good pitching. Zach Allen's good, right? But he's not 13 Ks good, career tying 13 strikeouts.
He's pretty good. He was the National League starter for the All-Star game 2 years ago. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, but, we're better. No, but we should be better.
No, he was throwing whatever he wanted. He didn't even have to throw his fastball. He's like, these guys can't hit anything.
13 Ks, though, is disgusting work, man. And it's just like,
but you've seen the Yankees do that before. They've done it in the postseason before. Like, I've seen them swing out. I've seen this. Like, this. I don't know.
Yeah, man, no. And, man, just keep doing your thing. I hope you feel better, man. I appreciate you taking the call. And, last thing, bro. When you going to go back to unseasoned chicken schools, bro? I got to see some more of those posts because those things are hilarious, bro.
Wait, what'd you say?
You don't remember, bro? You put up a post on Instagram and it was like, let's go, man. And, unseasoned chicken, bro. It was some school in the Bronx or Brooklyn or something like that. I don't know. But I got to pull it up. I'll comment on it, bro. And it was just hilarious. There was
you're wild, bro. Thanks for the call. 808-1019. Chill, yo. Some of y'all got shit. I am doing schools. I enjoy going to the schools and talking to the young Padawans that listen to WFAN at night. And they say I'm their GOAT. And I'm flattered and I'm honored, and it's crazy to go back to school and, be in front of a class because, I don't know, man. Just didn't envision that, but I understand what you were getting at, but
bruh.
Gotta chill, bro. 888-808-1019, 40,000 plus in the Bronx tonight. And shout out to you if you stayed for the rally late. At least you got to see that homer. You better than me. I would have had to dip. Like, even if I did go tonight, I don't know. I've gotten pretty good at it as far as, like, I haven't done it yet. But you guys know, this is my fourth season on WFAN. I don't know how many games, probably, like, 50-plus, where I'll go to the game at night, and I'll be in the Great Hall, I'll be 1 foot out the door, or I'll be by gate 2, and as soon as that last out hits, I'm out of there. Did they play That's Life again? Is That's Life going to be the L song? I mean, regardless, it's not New York, New York. Campaign worked. Fine by me. Let's go to Long Island and talk to Max on the Fan. What's up, Max?
Keith, what's going on, brother?
Talking some Yanks now. You're going to lose games. You hate to see that many strikeouts. You hate to see Rodon give up the four runs in the first two innings, and that's all it took to beat us. And I'll give Rodon his credit, his respect. He did end up going six innings. He did settle in. He did wear one. He took a ball 115 miles an hour off his arm. But, like, I feel like when he is on the mound and he gives it up right away, it zaps the whole damn team. And then when on the other side they have Zach Gallen going, it's just like, ah, here we go.
Yeah, I agree with that knuckle curve that Zach Gallen throws, man. Oh, my goodness. Thing's unhittable.
Yeah, and it's cold out there. Go on.
I just appreciated the fact Rodon last year, a lot of times, he didn't have his stuff early. You know, he got into trouble early, gave up runs early, and the game was over. We're down 7-0, 8-0. I the one positive on a really terrible night was that I saw Rodon settle in. I think he retired 10 in a row at some point.
Yes,
he had giving up
back to back 1-2-3 innings in the fourth and the fifth. And you know what I'll say? Let's give him credit for, like, his temperament, controlling his emotions. Like, he's gotten better at that. He had struggled with that the first 2 years.
Yeah, well, I think last year, I don't know if you remember that postseason game, his first playoff game he pitched, he was ramped up, and then he got knocked in, like, the fourth inning.
He was sticking his tongue out. He was looking at the Royals' dugout. The stadium was loud. Austin Wells says that was the loudest he heard the stadium, and it was. It was ridiculous because none of us expected him to strike out the side.
Right. But then he spoke to Cole after that game, and I don't know if you remember his next playoff start. He calmed down. He settled in. He got much better with the temperament. Listen, I think he's going to be a good pitcher this year. He's going to have to be if we're going to do anything because we're shorthanded out there, man.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Max. He's got to keep the ball in the ballpark, though. That's what I'm saying. It's just so deflating for the game to start, and Lourdes Gurriel smacks that ball up in the zone, and I'm just, here we go. I'm like, should have secured the win last night, right? But that's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan's brand of baseball, but that's baseball, Susan. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're rolling. 888-808-1019. Now we're talking Mets and Yankees. I've got calls on the Mets and the Yankees. Call up with your thoughts and your takes as the Mets win the series against the Marlins. The Yankees lose the series against the Diamondbacks, but they look to not get swept tomorrow. This is The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.